important person in your life?
I would say my mother.
Oh, can you describe why?
Yeah, she supported me like 120% of the time of my life, and you know, she's still doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just learned how to love the people, how to relate to people, you know, through her. So yeah, she's my mentor, and she's my, you know, mom. Okay. Yeah, I would say my mother.
Yeah. How's your life been different than what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, you know, when I was, I thought I'll go be like, you know, rocket scientist. Then find out it's kind of different. You being, you know, what you thought when you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm now. You know, I've been changing my job. Like this, I love my present job as a math tutor.
Yeah.
But then, you know, before I do this, I was like, the loan officer. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard.
So this is like your third job, second job?
Yeah, I guess it's second job.
So, well, can you describe your job? You told us you're a math tutor.
Yes, I teach a bunch of different variety of math subjects to the kid. Like, I teach elementary school students, also middle school, high school, also like college students, like freshmen.
Yeah.
Want a little help for, you know, placement test. Yeah, kind of
blessing. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, you know what? Think of it, like, it's been 10 years, more than 10 years now.
Wow. More than that, wow.
Yeah.
Seems like you really like this job as you stuck.
I love it.
So
I mean, really blessing to see my student having strong math, you know, concept and skill.
Yeah.
Just good to see.
It's like that feeling of satisfaction you get from teaching something.
Yeah, that's
they
what
finally
it is.
Get
yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I did that.
Yeah, you're my student. So
yeah.
Love to see you have a, you know, math improvement. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, next question then. Mm-hmm. What's your religion?
Yes, I do believe Jesus. I go to church.
Christian.
I'm Christian. I cannot say strong, but then. Yeah, but I'm Christian.
You're working on it. Mm-hmm. We're all working on it. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced any miracles?
Yes, you know what? The recent one? Yeah, it was really hard to find a parking lot or, you know, the mall, because, you know, it was Christmas season. And I pray that, like, Jesus, please give me parking lot. And then I saw right away.
Wow.
You know, I got the right parking
lot. Little things in life.
Yeah, those kind of little things.
Yeah.
But I consider that thing as a miracle, too.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you like to be remembered?
Okay, that's kind of deep one. Okay, I want you to remember me as a... the people who live the life hard at the same time, you know, kind of fun. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like
you're
the person.
I'm gonna remember
can,
you
yeah,
as a fun person.
Could be, you know, fun, you know, for the between all the relationships.
He's a fun
you,
guy.
Yeah,
he was a nice guy.
Good to be.
I remember
good,
that.
Good to have a humor.
What's his name?
You know?
Peter Chu.
Remember the song? You know, the percent to the decimal song.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what?
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want people to remember me as a fun guy. Okay.
Well, thanks for doing this interview with me.
Well, that's it?
I mean, yeah, that's it.
That was pretty cool and brief. Okay,
I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye, Janice.